And now there's nothing between you and the Father God. You're holy, flawless, restored, if you continue in the faith. Assured of a firm foundation to grow up. I'm going to read that again. Assured of a firm foundation to grow up. If you continue in this faith, you're going to grow up. You're going to walk in the power. You're going to walk in the authority. You're going to walk in victory. You're going to kick some devils. You're going to see signs and wonders follow you. If you continue, you're going to see other people want to know, what are you doing? Hallelujah. You'll grow up in this. Never be shaken from the hope of the gospel you have believed in. And there's a lot of them out there trying to make you bag off. You'll name and claim it bunch. And I also, when they say you the old name and claim it bunch, go ahead and tell them, yeah, I'm the one that blabbing and grabbing too. And that ain't enough for you. Not only would I blab and grab it, I'll hang it and frame it. Hallelujah. He said, never to be shaken from, glory to God. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Never to be shaken from the hope of this gospel, of the gospel you have believed in. And this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. Listen, there is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been canceled from the world. For generation, this secret, the world don't know. But we stay in here because the Spirit of God is constantly revealing to you. You're getting it by revelation. Yes, I'm more than a conqueror. Oh, you may know how to quote your scripture backward, but it don't mean you got the revelation yet. You get it because you get that word in you till that word talk back to you. You get that word in you until when that problem shows up, the word will speak up in you. Then you got the word in you. But long you sitting when some kind of thought come in your mind or worry, and you sitting there say, whoa, I don't know where, you don't have the word in you yet. But when you get that word in you and the devil said, well, you ain't going to make it today. You're not going to have a good Christmas this year. You're not that. And you go with you, and then your faith get long and you be in the show on the outside. You ain't got the word in you. But when you get that word in, that word talk. Every time Satan come up with something, it talk back. Telling you what you're not going to do. See, he said, this secret, this is divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been canceled, that has been concealed. I said canceled, concealed from the world and for generations, but now is being revealed, unfold, manifest for every holy believer to experience. For how many? Every holy believer to experience. Living within you. Not off out there somewhere, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within you, us, becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants every one of us to know it. I've been filled with this treasure chest. All divine secrets, divine plan. Let me close here. Divine plan. God has ideas and thoughts and plans, yet no man have yet received. God has song to sing in the midst that have not been sang yet. There's songs for you to sing. Songs to be sung. Nobody have sung them yet. No one. But it's in Christ. And when we yield to the Spirit and yield to the Holy Ghost, then these songs come forth. These ideas come forth. These plans come forth. God give you a plan. Why? Because in your life, He wants you to prosper. He wants you to walk in hell. He'll show you what's happening so you can walk in that revelation knowledge of the truth. Amen. Could be a loved one. Why are they still lost? How do I pray? What did I do? And then He'll show you. And you do it. It may be a demon tacked on to it, to that person, holding them. And He showed you, said, okay. That's where the gifts of the Spirit comes in. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Amen. And you take authority over that. I stop you. Because every foul spirit, every work of evil, every demonic activity that's in this earth planet, Jesus have defeated it. We have authority over them. When? Now. And our feeding on the Word of God brings a revelation. Calls us to see into the realm of the Spirit. We've been given grace to operate that way. Hallelujah. 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 Stop being conscious of sin and become conscious of His presence. I'm going to say it again. Stop being conscious of sin and stop letting the enemy bring guilt and you bring truth and put him on the run. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for your amazing grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love that you have shared abroad in our heart. Thank you, Father, that you poured out upon us this unmerited favor. Now, if any among us, whatever need, Holy Spirit, thank you for your help. You have your way at this moment as we come to this place. Have your way. Thank you for ministering. Show us how to minister to every person, every situation that's here. In the name of Jesus. We break the powers of darkness and we say very boldly, you don't have no place in us. You don't have no claim on us. I thank you for every addiction and every stronghold that holds men in bondage is being broken today, right now. We break it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we liberate your people, set them free, that they can choose that which you have given them. You said in your word, I set before you life and death. Now choose life. I thank you that men would choose this day, Jesus, the Christ, and become born again. Men would choose health and healing. Men would choose health and prosperity too, and be free from the care, the bondage of this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the anointing right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen.